AD News. I'm Ed Donahue. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the escalating violence in Ukraine needs to stop.
Soldiers need to move back to their barracks, and leaders need to move to peace. Civilians must be protected.
Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered his nuclear force put on increased alert, ratcheting up the tensions with Ukraine even further. Ukraine's UN ambassador Sergei Kislyak compared Vladimir Putin to Adolf Hitler.
This war was not provoked. It was chosen by someone who is right now sitting in the bunker. We know what happened with the person who sat in the bunker in Berlin in May 1945.
The first round of talks between Ukraine and Russia have wrapped up. Hopes are not high for some kind of an agreement to stop the fighting. Kislyak says,
if Ukraine does not survive, international peace will not survive.
Ukraine's President Zelensky has applied for Ukraine to join the 27-nation European Union on the fifth day of the Russian invasion. There was a tense calm in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, but explosions and gunfire were heard in embattled cities in eastern Ukraine as Russia's invasion continued to meet unexpectedly stiff resistance. Western sanctions triggered by the invasion sent the ruble plummeting, leading ordinary Russians to line up at banks and ATMs. A panel of scientists convened by the United Nations published a report on the impact of climate change on the planet, including on the natural world and human civilization. It concluded nearly half the world's population already faces significant risk from global warming. Chris Licht, who has been Stephen Colbert's top producer on his CBS show since 2016, has been appointed the new chairman and CEO of CNN. He will replace Jeff Zucker, who was forced out at CNN earlier this month. This is AP News. The first trial of a Capitol rioter is getting started. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Justice Department has spent more than a year on one of the biggest and most complex criminal investigations in its history, and now a jury will get to hear some of its evidence. Jury selection opens today in the case against Guy Wesley Reffitt, a Texan whom prosecutors say was armed and wearing body armor when he charged at officers outside the Capitol. Reffitt's one of hundreds charged in riot cases, and one former prosecutor calls his trial a canary in the coal mine. A conviction could give prosecutors leverage in talks with other defendants. An acquittal may lead others to wait for their day in court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An Indianapolis police officer was shot and seriously wounded, and a suspect was critically wounded in a shootout as officers responded to the scene of a car crash. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.